Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for The Washington Post, and he is with us this morning to talk about the latest polls. And Norman, I've said, I just don't trust them because people like me, when my cell phone does ring and it's an unknown number, I don't pick up. I always let it go to voicemail. And then I made the mistake of picking up, maybe 2 weeks ago, and it was some sort of polling company, but I was in a bad mood and I hung up on them, which I don't like to do. So I'm just not sure that these things are accurate anymore. But, what do the numbers look like?
Well, actually, polling is still pretty accurate, John, so you can't dismiss it out of hand. Although you have to be careful choosing among pollsters, because some of them are better than others. The ones that we have most recently, at least for Virginia, came out of VCU, the Wilder School. And it's a pretty good, they do a pretty good job. It shows, it confirms what they saw in April, that at the presidential level, Joe Biden leads the president in the Commonwealth. It's the numbers are about 50% for Biden, 39% for the president. That's only changed about a percentage point since their last poll in April. So,
how did it stack up? Forgive me for interrupting. How did it stack up in 2016, Hillary versus Trump?
Hillary Clinton won the state by, I think it was slightly more than 50%, maybe 51%. Remember then there were other, there was a more credible libertarian candidate running then. And there was some other splitting down the pipe, but it, 2016's election played out much like the elections we'd seen in 2012 and 2008, where, the population centers turned out for the Democratic nominee. Yeah. And I don't see any reason why that won't play out again this time, but we've got a long way to go.
All right, so that poll shows a really big disparity between the two candidates. Do you think there's anything that closes that? Or, I mean, honestly, Norman, do you think there are a lot of people like me who just hang up the phone and have no interest in talking to a pollster? So that accounts for some sort of false number there.
Well, I can't entirely dismiss that, but at the same time, it is unquestionable the numbers will tighten up. The president will pick up some support from as time goes by. That's just how these things play out, and they played out in Virginia that nobody wins here in a landslide in the presidential contest. That just doesn't occur. It doesn't really even occur all that often at the gubernatorial level. It's a rare burg. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen. So the numbers will tighten up, but I suspect that the trends that we have seen, particularly since 2017 in statewide and for that matter, even legislative elections, have favored, particularly in the suburban areas, have favored the Democratic candidates. Now, a different electorate turns out in presidential years, more people show up. Those who really, that's the only election they show up for. So you'll get more people. God bless them. They're less politically addicted than you and I are, John, which means they probably live happier lives. But they show up for presidential elections, and they tune out everything else. So how malleable they are, we're going to have to find out over the coming weeks.
And do you think, you know, Abigail Spanberger is coming on the show tomorrow. So this is the first time I've had to tell everybody that she's agreed to come on tomorrow, which I'm pleased about. Give us a chance to chat about her election. And gosh, she's spending some money on TV time. Mm-hmm. Does this number give her a clear path to re-election, or does she still have to be worried in a district like the 7th, where, remind me, Donald Trump did pretty well last time?
Well, Donald Trump won, but Dave Brat outperformed him substantially in that race. So, again, that's a different type of electorate that shows up, and it's by the turnout in 2016, it's called an R+6 district. It's 6 points more Republican than the average. But those are based upon previous presidential numbers and not what's occurred since then. So she's going to have to work hard. She knows it. And it's going to be an expensive race. Everybody knows it. So, yes, I've seen some of those ads. I think it's interesting she doesn't talk about herself as a Democrat. At least the ones I've seen talks about serving no party, which is kind of brings a smile to my eyes because, yeah, of course you're a partisan. That's part of the gig. Everybody signs up for that. But, yeah, she's going to have to work hard. There's no way around it, especially in a presidential year. Remember, she came up in the midterm elections, which historically have worked against an incumbent president's party, regardless of who the president is.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the questions I'm going to ask her is she disowning the Democrat Party right now and trying to run as an independent? I'm not sure that her voting record will validate that, but I'm curious strategically what she's thinking. And then this kind of shocked me when you sent it to me this weekend. Mayor Stoney still looks like he is winning at the moment.
Well, yeah.
When was this poll taken?
Well, this was taken earlier in July. And before the violence on July 25th,
okay, before it went on and for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Well, and it is of registered voters, so take that with a grain of salt. It's not of likely voters, and you know it's not really clear who commissioned the poll. Although we're told nobody involved with any of the campaigns commissioned the poll. So what it is a snapshot. And I too was interested to see that Stoney still seems to appear to have a lead here over Kim Gray, roughly 36-31. But the kicker in Richmond elections, and you know this, John, it's not necessarily what the aggregate totals are. It's who's winning the most council districts.
Yeah,
because you have to win a majority of council districts. Yes. And if you don't do that, then they have a runoff. And I think it would be in December between the top two. So at the moment, Stoney's looks like he has maybe the advantage, and that's probably more of a name advantage and an incumbent advantage. Those are both important things, as you well know, going into the poll campaign season, but they can also evaporate quickly once people start paying attention to, well, what have you done for me lately? And that we'll see if Kim Gray, for example, is able to rise up and start taking advantage of the mayor's weaknesses, potential weaknesses in other council districts.
Yeah. And not just what have you done for me, but what have you allowed to happen to me? I mean, it just blows my mind that there are people who give an assessment of LeVar Stoney now, maybe not 6 months ago, but now, and say that this guy is a viable candidate. I mean, it's shocking to me that he's still in the race, and it doesn't bode very well, I think, for the politics of this region if what has transpired in the last several weeks can happen, and the elected official who didn't do anything is still considered to be a viable leader. I don't know if you'd agree with me, but I just think 15, 20 years ago, I just don't think what has happened would be acceptable with the average person. Would you argue with me on that, do you think?
Well, it's hard to say because the office was much different then. It was the mayor was a first among equals, chosen by the council.
From the council, right.
And so this time, Stoney is an independent elected official, but I think the numbers do show he hasn't broadened his base out. Remember in 2016, when he won his first term, he won 35.5% of the vote. So it doesn't really seem like he's expanded his footprint any further beyond that. And that, I think, is a commentary on the failures he's had, not just of what people see happening on the streets, but of the Navy Hill fiasco, for one thing.
Even the business community hasn't said, oh, we really scored one here. I mean, I don't know what the guy points to for re-election other than to play racial politics, which, you know, that's worked in Richmond for years, I suppose, but.
Well, and the big question is, Mr. Stoney, if you do happen to get reelected, are you going to stay in office or are you going to run statewide?
Oh,
that's
Lord.
The big question. And it's a legitimate one because, you know, gosh, statewide elections, they are already underway.
And
there's no question that LeVar Stoney has been nursing statewide ambitions, I think, since he was a member of Terry McAuliffe's cabinet back in the day.
How that's still alive is shocking to me, too. But we'll have to pick that up next time. Norman Leahy,
it's
the Virginia columnist.
2020, John. Everything's shocking now.
God, unbelievable. Norman Leahy's the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post. Appreciate it, Norman. Thank you.
Take care, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.